The Electoral Commission has appealed to political parties and other stakeholders to bring proposals and recommendations for reforms in the country's electoral system. The EC says such proposals will help further improve elections in the country. The principal public relations officer of the commission, Sloviano, told George Asekere that the EC regards political parties as their main stakeholders, hence their proposals for reforms are crucial. She said the EC equally welcomes the recommendations contained in the judgment of the justices who sat on the 2012 presidential election petition.
The Electoral Commission is talking about recommendations, proposals and ideas based on the previous election and the other electoral process.
The Supreme Court judgment talked about some proposals. Is the EC not taking those into consideration?
Let me say that the political parties are our main stakeholders, and therefore, if we have to review the electoral process, if there's a need for reform, then of course we cannot leave them out. There is a need for the Electoral Commission to open its door wide to the political parties so that they can make meaningful input with a view of improving the electoral process. And this is not the first time the Electoral Commission is doing that. You know, since 1990, there have been so many electoral reforms, and time was when we used to have opaque ballot boxes. Now we have transparent ballot boxes and so on and so forth. So this is an opening. This is an avenue for the political parties to dissect the previous election and other electoral process so that they can make meaningful suggestions and the recommendations to the Electoral Commission.
The election petition has already taken almost 1 year. 3 years' time, there will be elections. So within what framework are you looking forward to get these reforms and possibly implement them?
The time does not really matter in this particular instance, because we have a few years to go, you know, for the election. And if recommendations, if there are meaningful recommendations, proposals, and suggestions, the Electoral Commission really will take a critical look at those suggestions and see how the electoral process is handled.
Is it possible that come 2016, the system of election will certainly change?
I cannot say for sure, but definitely if there are reforms, then it means, it presupposes that the landscape may change in terms of the electoral law or the electoral processes.
Well, apart from the political parties, the Electoral Commission has the mandate to, for instance, recruit presiding officers. Do you have your own internal mechanisms of finding a way of improving people who are not going to write 27-1?
This is part of what we are doing. And remember that we do not only speak, we will not require recommendations or proposals from only our main stakeholders, although they are widespread, they cut across the length and breadth of the country. But for political parties are not only, when we talk about political parties, it doesn't mean the top hierarchy alone. It means especially the whole country, because people are related to political parties or they have leanings with political parties. But all the same, the Electoral Commission will open its doors to other stakeholders. But for now, what the EC is saying is that let's bring recommendations, proposals, ideas so that we look at the way forward. It's a step in the right direction.
Principal Public Relations Officer of the EC, Sylvia Anor, talking to George Asekere.